Welcome to another exciting episode of What's Your Dream, the podcast where we explore the passions and aspirations that drive us towards our ultimate goals. Today, I have the pleasure of introducing a very special guest, Jason. Jason and I go way back, all the way back to elementary school days, and it's been incredible to witness his journey. Jason's dream, to become a world-renowned speaker, and let's figure out how he's going to accomplish that. Great. Thank you so much for coming on What's Your Dream podcast.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. All right. So you ready to go ahead and start off with this very first question?
I am.
Okay. What is your biggest dream or aspiration?
My biggest dream and aspiration right now is to really dive into the public speaking realm, becoming a professional public speaker. I have really started diving into that right now. I've written my first two blogs. They're not published yet, but I've been doing that. Obviously, being on your program today is a big step for me. It's something that I wanted to do, and I have this opportunity to do that. And so something that I'm leaping into right now is really sharing the value that I have inside of me and not really hiding the light anymore and stepping out into that area.
Yeah. So what is your favorite thing to speak on? What is your MO?
Yeah. My favorite thing to speak on, obviously, is motivation. If you follow me on social media, you know I try to stay positive. I'm posting inspirational stuff, motivational stuff. But really what started this out for me was a few years ago, it was leadership. And leadership inside of me was beyond the motivation. It was the creating of other individuals to do greater for other people. And so leadership, mindset, creating good habits, because those are all things that transformed in my life. And so I would like to instill those things into other people so then they could grow to create other leaders. It's like that ripple effect. You know, when you throw a rock in a pond and it goes and it ripples out, you know, and it ripples and how far it goes. That's what I want to do. I want to be the ripple effect to somebody else's life. And that way someone else can create leaders and we all grow together.
Yeah. So who do you follow? Who's your biggest motivator?
Oh my gosh. Originally, back in the day, my original motivator was two guys, was Jim Rohn and Les Brown. Mm-hmm. Jim Rohn.
Love Les Brown.
Yes. Love Les, love Jim. And they are similar, but different. Jim has a very bland stories telling style, but he incorporates a lot of great input, you know, when he's got the funny jokes and he builds it back and he makes you think. And then Les has shared his story from literally the bottom to the top. He shares everything. He doesn't hold anything back. And a lot of speakers don't do that. They come on stage and they share the positive and the this, and it's just, okay, this person has it together. Les showed everything that he did wrong and then how he got out of it. It's teaching while motivating. It's teaching while showing. And that really connected with me because I want to show that as well, because some people don't want speakers to do that. Sometimes when people speak, they want you to come up there and be this thought leader and be this provider and have all the answers. And sometimes people connect more when they say, okay, this guy's like me, this girl's like me, right? They struggle too, right? They've got this. Oh, but this is how they came out of it. And that's why I connect with the Rohns and the Les Browns, because even Jim talks about, I was a millionaire at 25 and I lost at 26, right? He said, I was just a farm boy from Idaho and I made these mistakes and this is how I did it. And people connect with that because you're sharing those stories. And I want to be a story that people can relate to.
Oh, absolutely. I think the more authentic the speakers can be, the better. I mean, I don't know Jim Rohn. I know who he is, of course, but I know Tony Robbins, right? And he's the one that talks about Jim Rohn. So it's been on my list for a while to do a little bit more research on Jim Rohn and figure out his story. I don't know that. And I think the more that we can listen to those people's stories that are authentic, it gives us the hope for our future that we can accomplish the things that they've accomplished because it is relatable. And I think the speakers Absolutely. That are out there that can't tell you the good, the bad, and the ugly of what's going on in their lives, then it's just, you don't have that connection. And I really look for that authenticity as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. I would definitely recommend diving into some Jim. It's some great content there. Whenever I'm driving, I like to use my vehicle as YouTube University, mm-hmm. right? I like to mm-hmm. learn while I'm driving. I spend most of the time in the car, like most of us do. So instead of not feeding my mind with something positive, I tend to listen to these guys. And it also helps me in my aspiration of speaking. See, I don't listen to one speaker. I gain knowledge, I gain storytelling, I gain all these things from listening to multiple speakers and multiple individuals on how they present themselves and their stories.
Right. Right. Yeah. I love that. I'm the dork at the gym that has, you know, YouTube videos on and not just music. Yes. Yeah. I can't go to the gym without my earbuds for sure. Cause people would make fun of me.
All right. Speaker at the gym.
Yeah. All right. So second question, what makes you feel grateful and full of joy today?
Absolutely. So something that is very simple that we always take for granted is waking up in the morning and health and life and safe traveling mercies. I heard a pastor talk about this the other day, and he said, we take the small things for granted. Someone says, you know, testimony. I'm a faith believer. So at church, we say, you know, you have testimony time. And somebody says, what are you grateful for today? And they say, safe traveling mercies, being alive today. But we take those small things for granted because recently I lost a cousin in a car accident. And it was a freak accident. It was a sudden accident. So when we bring up safe traveling mercies, when you're on these streets, on these highways and byways of life, things can happen. And to leave and to come back home, to make it here and to make it there. There's a lot of people who don't do that. And sometimes people wake up with ailments and health issues. And, you know, we complain about being tired. And I've learned to stop complaining because there will be a time to where I wish I could get up and run. I wish I could get up and get in my car. I wish I could eat this food, you know? So my gratefulness is for what we call the small things, which on a grander scale, if I took those away, would be big things.
Right. Right. The compounding effect, right? Those little things add up into the huge things, just like the daily habits that you were talking about earlier that you want to teach people, right? The more small things that you do every day, get to this compounding effect of you changing your life. Right?
Right. 100%.
Yep. Love it. All right. So the next question is, what are the most significant lessons you've learned throughout your life and how have they shaped you as a person?
Woo! Significant lessons throughout the life. I love it. Here we go. One of the most significant things that I've learned throughout my life is to listen. Listen, not to hear, but to listen. There's a great story about my life. I was in college. It was 2002. I was at Central Missouri State University in Warrensburg, Missouri. And my roommate at the time told me, let's stay in tonight. Let's not go out. I've got a bad feeling.
Oh.
That bad feeling was I should have stayed in the dorm room with my roommate. I went out. I was having a good time. I was going to a little after hours with some people and I was riding with some individuals and our car flipped over a bridge and into a river.
That's one of my worst fears.
Into water. Into water. Ooh. Yes. Look at my hands. I can't even talk about it. Yes. So this happened in 2002. So we're driving and the young lady had went to turn up the volume. I remember back in the day, we didn't have everything on the steering wheel. So what you have to do to turn up the volume, you had to look down to turn it up. And as she looked down, we clipped the edge of the rail and into the river we went. So through life and through these things, I've learned to listen. If someone suggests something to me, if someone has given me advice or perspective on something, I receive that now. And instead of being hard-headed, instead of not thinking, okay, I know what's best. Maybe there's a plan to save me. Maybe there's an opportunity here for growth or for learning. And so what I really learned to do, which has been significant for me, is to listen. And another thing that I've also started to do is I speak less. Now, that sounds funny because I'm a public speaker. I'm an individual who likes to talk. But what does speaking less mean? Speaking less means not responding to everything. Right? When I speak less, I do that mentally, I do it internally, and it makes me more disciplined in how I react to things. So when I choose my words carefully, I can have all the crazy things going on the inside, but they don't need to come out into the universe. I keep all that stuff here, work it out, make the plan. These are the things. And so I've really been working on speaking less throughout my life and throughout really these years and learning those things. And one more thing that I've learned or a lesson that I've had is what we're doing right here. is stepping out and communicating. Communicating with like-minded individuals and getting in those spaces that will really propel you forward and work with somebody else that will propel them forward as well.
Awesome. Love that. Yes, I think building relationships with like-minded people is one of the most important things you can do. Absolutely. Love that. And listening, I mean, that's the thing, is most people are sitting here talking, right? And they're not even listening because they're thinking about what they want to say afterwards. I've definitely had to calm my mind down too. And the awkward silence is okay. It's only awkward if you make it awkward, right?
Right.
Yes.
I love that. I use that in sales, but I use that in sales sometimes. And that's a sales tactic. It whoever speaks first loses.
Yeah.
You know, and so, and a lot of times it's okay for us to have that moment of silence or that quiet time, because it gives you time to reflect on what the other individual is saying.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Next question. Ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. What inspires you and motivates you to keep going even when faced with challenges?
My mother. So my mother is someone who inspires me to keep going through challenges, because I would remember her being a single mom. She was going to college, and I remember her taking us to college with her, but they had like the daycare center and they had the different stuff. So we're just thinking it's like fun time after she's going to do something. But now that I reflect on this, I'm like, my mom took us everywhere and it didn't hinder her from achieving her goals and achieving things in life. And so when I feel like, oh, I'm too tired, or I don't have time, or there's a roadblock, I look at what she did to propel her life forward, no matter what. Regardless of the situation. And I also talk about my why has to be bigger than me, but then my purpose has to be bigger than my value. And what does that mean? So they say my why will make you cry. You know, you need to have it more than financial things or cars or homes, because once you get it, you know, you're going to stop. But my purpose and my value have to be greater than all that. So what am I presenting out there to the universe, to individuals? My why can still make me cry, but when I'm done crying, where's my purpose going to be? What value am I adding to you?
Yeah. Have you clearly defined your why?
No.
No.
Not at all. I have not, because my why keeps changing, or I keep adding to my why. It's almost like entrepreneurs writing a business plan. It's going to be, yes. it's not going to work in 60 Heard days. Up. I mean, right. Oh, I don't need that one. Nope. That's not going to work for me.
Yep. Serial entrepreneurs, for sure.
Correct. So what I've done is I've clearly designed and defined my purpose. That's why I don't like the why, because we all have the same why. I want a nice house. I want a nice car. I want to provide for my family. I want to feed people. I want to give back. I want to tie to the universe. We all pretty much have the same why. If you ask anybody what their why is, we're all going to say the same thing. What's your purpose in life? That's when everybody goes.
Yeah. So Ooh. I think I've defined my why by going like seven levels deep. We actually talked about this on the last podcast as well, is that my why is to create generational change so my kids don't have to deal with the things that I had to deal with, you know? And so, but it took a lot to get there. You know, it took going pretty deep to finally define that. But my purpose for me keeps changing a little bit, right? It's like, okay, well, my purpose, we talked a little bit about this as well. It's like, my purpose is to be the best version of myself, right? But whatever gets me there, whatever pathway it is, whether it's a podcast or writing a book or public speaking or anything, right? It's like that piece of it keeps changing. And that I that's okay. I mean, I've had to realize that it's okay that pathway keeps changing.
Okay. See, I like that. I like the seven layers, and then how you broke that down, and then you still kind of attach that to the purpose.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna steal that.
Yeah. Well, and I think too, like, my purpose right now is to get people to dream. Get people to figure out what they want in life. Because most people, if you ask them, where do you see yourself in 2 years? Where do you see yourself in 5 years? Most people can't answer that. And how are you ever going to get there if you can't define what it is? You know?
That's right.
So that's my purpose for today.
Okay. I like that.
Okay. So the next question is, what do you hope to leave behind in the world as your legacy? But the caveat to this is that I've been kind of adding to this question is, what do you want people to say about you at your funeral?
Oh, man. we're gonna go back to mom again, because my mom passed away a couple years ago, and I was literally talking about this. I'm so glad you asked this question, because my mom's funeral was like a concert. We had it at my church, and
Awesome.
it was sold out. They had opportunities for you to come. People here, we sent out this, my mom's funeral, and it shut down the website. There was people who could only come in for the wake. There was people who had were standing room only. The people came in from across the country for a funeral, for one day deal. It was packed. You could not get in. That's legacy. There were things that my
Celebration.
mom did for people that I never knew about, that people were sharing these stories and all these things. And that's that ripple effect. And that's why when I talk about this, it was like, I want to leave that behind. But my mom did it so intentionally, but quietly, that no one ever knew about it, because it wasn't about, oh, look at me, how great I am. She was just out there loving on folk and just being kind to people and going out of her way. And that's what I want to do, but I've got to do it in my way. And so my way is this way: communication and speaking and inspiring and motivating and talking and touching lives. My mom did it her way, which worked for her, but it was great, because the legacy I want to leave is, I don't ever want you to forget me. Every time you think about me, I want you to have a good feeling, or that dude pushed me, or he said this, or he said that, and man, I added this to my life and it really applied to that. And that's really what I want to leave behind. I want to leave behind a legacy that we kick this life's butt together.
Awesome. I love that. That's amazing. Yes. I actually started my book. I started the first introduction is my eulogy. What I want people to say about me. Because I feel like most people start a book, like introduction is like, here's my story. And I unfortunately usually skip past all of that, which I mean, I should probably get better about that. But I want like the meat of this book, you know, not the introduction. So that's why I wrote mine a little bit differently. Okay, so this is the kind of this probably won't be the last question, but it's the last one I've written down. What is the one action you take every day to get you closer to your dreams?
I do the Brian Tracy, do it now, do it now, do it now. And that's because I wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Ooh.
So yes, I get up at 4 a.m. every morning. Even through this holiday break, I've tried to get up at 4 a.m., but you know, I want to kind of sleep in a little bit, but I still get up, you know. But I get up at 4 a.m. every morning, and that habit right there teaches me that this is the hardest part of my day. The hardest part of anyone's day is getting up in the morning and then getting up on time. Not hitting the snooze button, not staying in 5 seconds more, not, you know, staying under the warm blanket and the covers. It's getting up in the morning. And then I don't look at my phone for 2 hours in the morning. I'm not looking at socials. I'm not doing anything, nothing. I'm actually, it's probably longer than that, because I get up at 4 and then I really don't get out the house till 7. So 3 hours without your phone in the morning. And so during that time, I'm meditating, I'm working out, I'm writing things down. I might, you know, work on a little project, but on paper, nothing electronic. No blue screen. I even take it this far, and this is the truth. I will cover up the oven light and the microwave light in my kitchen and keep it completely dark, because I want my mind solely focused on what's going on inside. And so I have this ritual in the morning to where I zen myself for the day. And those habits right there propel me for the rest of the day. Now that I've gotten up, now that I've done this, now that I've done that, let's just keep pushing. Little wins, little wins, little wins, at a time. And I really have started that a long time ago, especially, I don't know if you know about the cold showers. I've been taking cold showers for a long time. I've been rocking the cold showers, and cold showers suck. I hate cold
Oh, that's
showers. I don't
awful.
enjoy them. Don't like doing them. I just don't, but I do them because it keeps me mentally tough. You know, I want the warmth. I want to stay in there. When mom passed away, I was at my grandmother's house. I took the hottest shower of my life. I needed that warmth. But the next day for a funeral, I took a cold shower, you know, because I had to get my mind right for the day and I had to get back to it. So those are some habits that I form that are small habits for me, but those are mental habits that remind me, if I stop this, if I give up on this thing, I'm willing to compromise on the rest of the day. I'll compromise over here. I'll compromise on this, because I compromise in the beginning of my day. So my beginning is the most important habit for me.
Absolutely. Have you ever read or heard about the Miracle Morning?
I've heard about the Miracle Morning. I have not read it.
Yeah. So there's a book, there's like a workbook, and then there's an app. And I did that and it literally changed my life. It made me, it's so crazy to think, like before I did the Miracle Morning, it made me like I wasn't very good about being disciplined and creating habits. I would do things for maybe a week at a time, maybe three or four times. And then I'm like, nah, not today. Right. And then for some reason, as soon as I did that with a partner, with somebody to actually hold me accountable, we text each other every single morning. And it was like, did you do it? You know, we took a screenshot and sent it over to the other person. And it was amazing. It literally created the discipline in me that all I did was I needed to see just a tiny bit of that to know that I can do it in the future and make those changes. So I would, yeah. I mean, it's a great way to do what you're talking about. You really only have to get up. I mean, it says 15 minutes early, but I would say more like 30 minutes earlier. I would never get up at 4 a.m. unless I went to bed at 8 o'clock at night. But because I'm just a little bit more of a night owl than that. But I, you know, I definitely have my alarm set, try not to hit the snooze button. And I meditate every morning, no matter what. That is the one thing I do every single day, you know, even, but I read every day too. But that's, I don't read because I feel like I have to. I read because I love it. I want to get paid to read somehow someday. So
I love reading. People always share audiobooks with me, but I'm such an old school person. I like the
paper.
I like to flip the page. I need to touch it. I need to touch it.
Yeah. I need to fold corners. I need to highlight things. I totally massacre my books. I wish I could never be a library visitor.
Right. Because you can't, when something hits you, you want to grab a pen real quick and be like, okay, I really need to remember that. Cause that one sentence might change your life. That one thing that you read will inspire you. I totally, totally get that.
Yep. Yep. All right. What's next for you?
What's next for me? We'll knock this out today. So what's next for me today is I am going to write two more blog posts. Mm-hmm. I'm going to work on my blog today. I am working on my speaker reel today. I need to add some more stills and photos for my speaker reel today. For the rest of this week, I will just be spending time with my family. I'm off from my 9 to 5 right now until after the first of the year. So really just hanging out with them, but also staying motivated and focused. I do have a book that I am going to start reading again. It's called Let Faith Grow. As a buddy of mine wrote it, and I read it during Thanksgiving, and I'm just going to just dive into that a little bit again. And then I am going to, I don't know what else I'm going to do. That's all I got planned for so far.
That sounds great. I think sounds like a great plan. So how about New Year's resolutions? Do you do that?
Nope. I do not do New Year's resolutions at all because I start planning long before the new year happens. I don't set myself up for failure because I know what I'm going to do already. So I don't really do all that stuff.
Yep. Totally agree with you. All right. So what is, if there's anything else that you want to leave with all the people listening, what would it be?
Absolutely. The one thing that I'm going to leave with anybody that is watching, that is listening to this right now, I'm going to leave you with a few things. The first thing is this: listen to when people tell you you're good at something. If someone says, oh, you're really good at this, oh, you're really good at that, have you tried doing this? Have you looked into doing that? Take that into account. That is the universe telling you this should be something you should get, because that is your talent. That is your gift. That is the thing that people see in you that you don't see in yourself. Also, do not be afraid to step into your greatness. You are worthy. You will conquer anything, and it will not be easy, because life's going to challenge you to see if you really want that thing you want. So remember, when you step into your greatness, you will always be challenged. You can overcome those hurdles. And the last thing that I want to leave with anybody and everybody listening is make sure you subscribe to this podcast.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I should probably say that more. I'm going to learn a lot, right? It's all in the beginning, you know?
Yeah. No, for sure. You gotta make sure we're connectors, right? We're master connectors. We're master individuals who are bringing each other together. And this has been a great opportunity to be here in this space, in this place with you today.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. And I really look forward to watching all of your dreams come true.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it. Thank you again.
Thank you.